Ready?
Call to order, May 13th, Castle County Council, 2014, 6:30 meeting. Please stand for a moment of silence. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Hahn?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here. Here.
Here.
Mr. Here.
Mr.
Weiner.
Here. Mr. President, the roll call will be at 13. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting, April 22nd, 2014?
Motion
to
approve is adjourned.
Second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Any announcements from council tonight?
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes. Who's speaking? Councilmember Street,
you don't recognize this voice.
They fix the microphones. Everything sounds different.
At the appropriate time, I will announce that I will not be introducing Resolution 14-115 under the consent calendar.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. Councilmember Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President, I will also be withdrawing Ordinance 14-048 altogether.
Thank you, Councilmember Sheldon. Councilmember Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, I'll be announcing that Resolution 14-125 will not be introduced tonight.
Thank you, Councilmember Weiner. Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, we will be making a presentation of Resolution Number 14-105, and I would ask at that time for yourself as President, Co-Chairman of Public Safety Street, as well as Councilman Retta, and Councilman Smiley to join us in the presentation.
Thank you, Councilmember Bell. Any other announcements from council members? Councilmember Tackett and Pro Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, an ordinance 14044 is introduced. I will be offering a floor amendment, and that amendment has been placed on all council members' desks.
Thank you, Mr. Tackett. Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution number 14-119 will be offered up for the table tonight.
Thank you. Any other announcements from council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 14045, amend the pay plan rates to pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification of community financial officers. Ordinance 14046, amend the pay plan rates to pay internal order of police, Newcastle County Lodge number 5. Ordinance 14047, amend the pay plan rates to pay for classified service employees determined by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO affiliate, local 1607, and adopt the class specification of Treasury Customer Service Representative. Ordinance 14049, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget appropriate $20,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve to the Department of Special Services to cover the cost of vehicle and Ordinance 14050, amend the grants budget appropriate $250,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve to the Community Revolving Fund. Ordinance 14051, amend the FY 2014 increase operating budget increase the FY 2014 appropriation to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance by $20,000 to fund the street light program. Ordinance 14052, to amend the Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration Division 2.03.100, the Code of Ethics, regarding annual financial disclosure statements.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have select and special committee reports. I'll start with the Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at 1:30, we have the Finance Committee. I'm bringing it up on my device here. And we had several things under consideration, including establishing the pension rate for fiscal year 2015 for Newcastle County. And this is a critical annual appropriation we make to ensure that our pension fund is properly funded in honoring our pension guarantees to our pensioners. And that's a obligation that this county has met every year since I've been here over the last 10 years, and we plan to continue to do so in the future. We also have the resolutions dealing with libraries, expanding collections and replacing materials in our libraries. And then there were a series of ordinances and resolutions that deal with the appropriations from housing and urban development funds to the county, to our community services department, which will be under consideration tonight for a vote. We also approved council grants, went through some discussions and under expense and revenue roundtable, and adjourned the meeting.
Thank you, Councilmember Cartier. Councilmember Smiley.
Budget tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the 8-4. Council will hold it first. Open council discussion of the budget that has been presented to us, as well as any amendments anyone is looking to put forward to that. The next meeting we have scheduled is 3 o'clock Monday, May 19th. I would ask my fellow members of council, I heard a couple of rumors. So if any member of council is aware that they will not be available for that meeting, the co-chair of the finance would appreciate it if you could give us a notification as soon as possible so we can see whether it's feasible to move forward with that meeting and have people coming out. We're not going to be able to be established for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Is anything else on the budget? Finance? Public safety? People in public safety?
Yes, Mr. President. The Public Safety Committee meeting was held this afternoon at 3 o'clock on the 8th floor in the conference room. We had a lengthy discussion about crossing guards. Issues and concerns were brought forward, and I think that there will be continuing dialogue that will enable problems and potential problems to be resolved. Under item other, I brought forward my concern about the comments attributed to the chairperson of public safety for Wilmington City Council, suggesting that there be a merger of Wilmington Police Department and the County Police Department. And I expressed my concern that I didn't support Metropolitan anything, did not think that was a good concept. My concern was acquiesced by Co-Chairman Bell, and I didn't hear anybody on council say that they thought that was a good idea. Also, under other, Councilman Holmes raised his concern about some of the crime being reported and attributed to the city of Wilmington, when in actuality the crime did not occur in the city of Wilmington. So we made a suggestion that both our communication efforts and that of the media should not be reporting crime and attributed it to the city of Wilmington when it's not being committed in the city of Wilmington. And finally, consistent with a conversation we had last night, I recommended that we accentuate the positive about the city of Wilmington as opposed to mislabeling it and mislabeling our great city. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Co-Chairman. Co-Chairman Bell, you have anything in public safety?
No, sir.
Thank you. Land use, Chairman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tuesday, May 6th, the Land Use Committee met at 3 o'clock upstairs. We heard ordinance on Wagner's Row that we'll be reviewing tonight, and we heard a revision from Councilman Powers and Councilman Sheldon for Chapter 40 of the UDC with utilities and drainage.
Thank you. Mr. Webb, do you have anything to add to that?
No, sir.
Thank you. Personnel Committee.
Mr. President, sure, we should not have a quorum, but we did talk about the key process that was asked for us to look into, which Ms. Holly Shin did. We did get quotes So hopefully the next personnel committee meeting or executive committee meeting, we can vote to go forward with it. But it's a positive response with the six members that were there.
Thank you.
Okay. No other comments.
No other comments. Boards and commissions. Councilmember Diller.
I think we had we moved on two, I believe, nominations, and we also reviewed procedures, and we'll continue the discussion of procedures on how we deal with the executive branch dealing with nominations.
Thank you. Outstanding. Special services.
Mr. President, we had two lengthy discussions. One of them was the bidding process, which we want to try to we're going to introduce legislation in 2 weeks to bring the bidding process away from special services, to put it all into one room, which would be procurement. The other thing that we talked about lengthy was the new software tracking program called CityWorks. All the service calls will be able to be tracked, hopefully not only by the department, but even the council members themselves. Whatever goes on within their communities, they'd be able to tell. This was all done on May 6 at 1:30.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Today in the executive session, we discussed primarily three issues. The FOP contract, which will be voted on tonight. Secondly, there were some open issues and concerns regarding the police athletic league in the county. And thirdly, we voted against live video streaming in the future. We're now ready to move on to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper, and they are available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from the council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I will not be introducing Resolution 14-115.
Thank you. Council, anyone else from council? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 14-116, congratulating Sally Jensen for 40 years of service as an employee of Newcastle County Government, and wishing her well on her retirement. Resolution 14-117, congratulating the Office of Finance for earning a Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting from Newcastle County's Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for 33 consecutive years.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Court Rules 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Do we have any presentations tonight from Council? Chairman Bell?
Yes, Mr. President. If you yourself, Co-Chairman Street, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Retta would join me up front. I would like to ask at this time that Lieutenant Joseph H. Campista, retired Wilmington Fire Department, please come forward with his wife Joanne and his immediate family, his sons and daughter-in-laws and grandchildren, grandchild.
Back there.
Fixing the live streaming.
I'll be happy to take a picture.
Jimmy's our technical services guy here, and if you could kind of look at the screen right now, that was, I think, the presentation prior was for Lieutenant Zerba. See, Lieutenant Campista, captain of the city fireboat, and you know, the actual vessel itself out on the Delaware River, down around the Delmore Bridge and Christine and everything. Joe recently retired in April from the Wilmington Fire Department, and we thought that it would only be fitting to recognize Lieutenant Confesta, on his service to the city and also to the county and the state. So what we have this evening is resolution number 14-105, congratulating and commending Lieutenant Joseph H. Confesta for 31 years of dedicated service to the Wilmington Fire Department. Whereas Joseph H. Confesta has elected to retire on April 17, 2014, after 31 years of service. And whereas Joseph began his career in 1983 as a firefighter for the Wilmington Fire Department and was assigned to Engine Company No. 8. He was promoted to lieutenant in 2001 and assigned as a floating lieutenant and later assigned to command Engine Company No. 2. Joe had always expressed interest in water rescue and was transferred to Station No. 7, which houses the city fire boat, where he was able to concentrate on the marine fire and rescue services of the Wilmington Fire Department. And whereas Joseph coordinated the conversion of a 60-foot tugboat to a fire boat, which was donated to the city of Wilmington, he had an integral role in the design and procurement of the city's $3,500,000 fire boat that was placed in service in 2013. He is a certified rescue diver and holds a captain's license to operate large watercraft. And whereas Joe has worked with all local marine companies serving the tri-state area, including but not limited to local volunteer fire companies, United States Coast Guard, Delaware Cooperative Group, Delaware State Police Aviation and Dive Unit, and the Delaware State Delaware State Fish and Wildlife. Joe is a certified instructor for the Delaware State Fire School and for small boat safety courses. He is also a life member of the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company. And whereas Joe resides in Ellesmere with his wife Joanne and has four children, Joseph, Jeffrey, Jenna, and Joel. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County Council, hereby congratulates and commends Joseph H. Confesta on his retirement and thanks him for 31 years of outstanding service to the citizens of the City of Wilmington and Newcastle County. We wish him much success in his future endeavors. Lieutenant Confesta.
Number one, thanks. I won't pull my notes out because I don't want to keep you guys here all night. But I do have to say a couple of things. Billy and I go way back. First time I met Bill, we jumped on the back of a refuge truck one night. We were 17 years old. He said, start the generator. What's a generator? So we came along. I originally got into service, I got into fire service because of my two older brothers sitting in the back of the room. They joined the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company. That's where I went. And I've got to credit them for where I am today. Because the leadership I experienced when I was 17, 18 year old had a big impact on where we ended up. And actually, my brother Bill is the one that actually got this thing started with the fire base. So it's been good. We had a lot of city, county, and state legislators. We had a lot of federal people that really helped us out to really put this thing where it is today. And I'm proud of it. We did a lot. And thank you very much.
I would like to ask Bill Confesta and his wife, and Bill Confesta and his wife, if they would come forward and join us. Now, if you direct your attention to the screen and also in front of everyone here, you'll see Sergeant Bill Confesta, Newcastle County Police, Lieutenant Joseph Confesta, Wilmington Fire Department, and Lieutenant Bill Confesta of the Wilmington Fire Department. And there's a story about the brothers Confesta, is that they all joined Holloway Terrace Fire Company. They all served as officers of the Volunteer Fire Department. They all went on to paid careers in our county police, our Wilmington Fire Department, in our military. Both Bill and Phil served the United States Navy, and of course Joe was with the aircraft wing of the Delaware Air Guard, working with the helicopters and everything. So a lot of history, a lot of family tradition. So we thought, on behalf of the council this evening, that it would be only appropriate to recognize all of them together. Newcastle County Council, a tribute and honor and recognition of retired Sergeant Philip J. Compista, Lieutenant William E. Compista, Lieutenant Joseph H. Compista. Be it hereby known to all that the Compista family brothers' names are synonymous in their lifelong commitment of loyal and unselfish service to others. With more than 150 combined consecutive years of unparalleled leadership and dedicated service in the law enforcement, fire, rescue, and emergency medical services community throughout Newcastle County, the City of Wilmington, and the State of Delaware. We extend our sincere appreciation and gratitude on behalf of the citizens of Newcastle County you have faithfully served and protected through each of your distinguished careers. You are a true inspiration to all who know you, and we wish you well for future years. Billy also served as the chief of Holloway Terrace, so it's kind of like it's been a whole future of serving others. And Bill and Phil live in Penn Acres in Councilman George Smiley's district. Joey lives in Ellesmere in Councilman Renna's district. And of course, Councilman Street represents the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Department, and our president represents the entire Newcastle County. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations.
Well done.
Everybody, did you get everybody in the picture?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Not with wide angle lens.
Yeah.
Where you got to get it from the side.
Let's honor them one more time. Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. We do have Councilman Retta who has a presentation.
This is a verbal presentation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
What it is I failed to mention that Sally Jensen, when she retired, she served 40 years with the county, and I presented her with the resolution on Friday. She had a retirement party, and the reason why I did it then is because she told me while we were talking on the phone one time that she was going to go away right after she retired, and she's going away with somebody who used to be on council, Patty Powell. And they travel together, so they're traveling together this time. It was a good thing that we had somebody like her. She was very well liked. She worked in the police department, community service, and she was an executive secretary for the Recorder of Deeds. So I just wanted to bring that up and let all council gave her a tribute to this. And I just wanted to make mention of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. We're going to now to deal with consideration resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R14-118. I move that R14-118 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-118, authorizing the county executive to sign the Fraternal Order of Police Newcastle County Lodge Number 5 Collective Bargaining Agreement.
As per title. Do we have any comments or questions from council? Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President, consistent with the remarks I made, I'm going to support this. But you got to look at the big picture, and I'm looking at the bigger picture is why I'm supporting it. I still have a genuine concern about negotiating these contracts to the detriment of true community policing. Community policing, as I see it, requires continuity of officers, continuity of times of officers, and the shift differential does not enable that to happen. I was concerned with this with the previous contract and concerned about it with this contract. I'm still going to support it, but I wanted my concern to be on the record.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Ms. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-118 is approved. R14-119, Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 14-119 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-119 authorizing the County Executive to execute two amendments to the agreements between Newcastle County and the Police Athletic League of Delaware relating to the Hocussin and Garfield Park Police Athletic League facilities.
Mr. Hollins?
Mr. President, I move that Resolution 14-119 be placed on the table.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
R14-119 is tabled.
For the record, Mr. President,
yes,
I oppose the table.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Street. As reflected in the record. R14-120, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 14-120, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-120 to set Newcastle County's fiscal year 2015 contribution rate for the county's pension plans.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. The substance of this resolution tonight is to once again go through the annual contribution to our pension fund, which Newcastle County has done for many, many years, and maintain our commitment to our retirees. And the substance and fiscal note of this resolution is to detail that the total county contribution to the pension fund, which is for police and firefighter pension plan, school crossing guards pension plan, and all other county employees going to the 2011 pension plan, is a total of $16,754,737. This also reflects raising the annual percentage of contribution to, you know, meet the current needs of the pension plan to maintain its solvency and high rate of fundability. And just by way of commentary, our pension plan is above average in terms of its management funding rate, which is approximately, as I recall from the presentation today, about roughly 75% funded. We're striving to get it to 80%, which is kind of the best practice, best funding standard to have. But this contribution represents, you know, our commitment as a government to the retirees and to meet the goals of a fully funded pension plan for our retirees who certainly earned their justified and contributed to their retirement.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-120 is approved. R14-121, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, I'd like Resolution 14-121, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 14-121, authorizing execution of 17 purchase order contracts with the Department of Community Services for library books and materials for various libraries in the amount of $104,065.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, this resolution authorizes a total of, as said in the title, $104,065 to upgrade library materials for various libraries throughout the county, including Appaquinimic, Brandywine, Claymont, Ellesmere, Garfield, Kirkwood, Woodlawn, and so forth. And it represents our continued commitment to our Community Services Department to maintain our excellent library system.
Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call, we'll vote yes, 1-8.
R14-121 is approved. R14-122, Mr. Smiley?
Nope.
Tis night.
Mr. Cartier, you
thank
good?
You. Yes, I'd like Resolution 14-122 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-122, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to 10 Bears Environmental for a complete brownfields investigation for the Route 9 Library for the Department of Special Services, totaling $42,900.
Mr. Cartier.
Per title, was extensively reviewed in committee meeting today, and it's another step in making the Route 9 Library a reality.
Thank you. I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor on this piece of legislation. Council, you have any comments or questions?
Mr. President.
Mr. Street.
I'd like to be added as well.
So recorded. Any public comment from the floor? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1
absent. R14-122 is approved. R14-123, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 14-123, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-123, authorizing the execution of three purchase order contracts for the Department of Community Services for library books, subscriptions, and materials for various libraries in the amount of $7,700.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Again, it's another resolution dealing with updating subscriptions and materials for various libraries in the total of $7,700. And just to give you detail on that, tapes for the Newark Library, other materials from two other vendors for all the libraries to maintain a viable and vibrant collection of materials that so many of our Newcastle County citizens rely on at our library branches.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-123 is approved. R14-124, Mr. Cartier?
Mr. Hollins?
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 14-124 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-124, authorizing the filing of an application for federal assistance with the State Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and the Cranston Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act of 1992 as amended.
Mr. Hollins.
Mr. President, this resolution authorizes the county executive to file the consolidated plan, one-year action plan for federal fiscal year 2014, county fiscal year 2015, for use of community development block grant funds, emergency solutions grant funds,
as well as Home Investment Partnerships Program funds.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-124 is approved. R14-107, Mr. Weiner?
R14, again the number?
107.
It's tabled.
This will remain tabled pending receipt of fiscal information.
Thank you. Remain tabled. R14-108, Mr. Weiner?
Same.
Yes, it will remain tabled pending receipt of fiscal information.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. We'll now move on to ordinances. Substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-036. Mr. Cartier.
Yes. I'd like ordinance substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-036 read by title only and place before council for its consideration.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-036 to repeal ordinance numbers 14-008, 14-009, and 14-010, approving Granville street lights for the Darley Green subdivision blocks A, B, D, E1, S, E2, B4, and I, located in Brandy 100 and substitute for Dishonaire street lights in previously listed areas.
Mr. Cartier?
Per title, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-036 is approved. Ordinance 14-037, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-037 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-037. Amend the grants budget for FY 2015 to appropriate $1,826,202 in the Department of State, Delaware Division of Libraries to A, Library Administration, $84,680, B, Appointment Library, $123,947, C, Bear Library, $287,621, E. Claymont Library, $116,423, E. Brandy 100 Library, $269,098, F. Ellesmere Library, $131,621, G. Hokesson Library, $159,255, H. Kirkwood Library, $212,045, I. Newark Library, $276,329, and the J. Woodlawn Library, $167,183, to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Holland.
Mr. President, this ordinance appropriates $1,826,202 from the Department of State, Delaware Division of Libraries, to the Department of Community Services for the Newcastle County Public Libraries.
Thank you, Councilman Holland. Any comments or questions? Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, I'd like, if I could, at the behest of the sponsor, to be added as a co-sponsor.
Absolutely.
Duly noted. Any other comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-037 is approved. Ordinance 14-038, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-038 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-038, amend the grants budget appropriate $87,722 in funds from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2014 State Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Mr. President, this ordinance appropriates $87,722 in funds from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board for the 2014 Youth Employment Program. We were also awarded an additional $36,000 from the state of Delaware, which is not included in this $86,000. In the first meeting for in the month of June, we will add the $36,000 plus any additional funds that council members may want to contribute to the Summer Youth Program.
Thank you, Mr. Holland. I'd like to be asked. I would like to serve as a co-sponsor on this legislation.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Councilman Street.
I'd also like to be a co-sponsor.
Sure.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-038 is approved. Ordinance 14-039, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-039 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-039, amend the grants budget appropriate $205,375 in state grant and aid funds to the Absalom Jones Senior Center FY 2014, which funds will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Mr. President, this ordinance appropriates $205,375 in anticipated state grant and aid funds for the period July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015 for the Ab Jones Senior Center.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council? Councilman Moretta.
Thank you. I'd like to ask the sponsor if I can be co-sponsor on this.
Absolutely.
Any other comments or questions?
I yield to Councilwoman Diller going forward.
Councilman Diller. Any public comment on the Absalom Jones legislation? Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-039 is approved. Ordinance 14-040. Ms. Diller.
Continuing on the Community Services Ordinance roll, I ask that Ordinance Number 14-040 be read by title only and be placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-040, amend the grants budget appropriate $2,217,205 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and $375,000 in estimated program income to the Community Development Block Grant CDBG to the FY 2015 to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes. As you can see, this ordinance is a combination of CDBG funds as well as anticipated program income from loan repayments. That brings us to $2,592,205. The anticipated program income is $375,000, and the rest is CDBG funds.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-040 is approved. Ordinance 14-041, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 14-041 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-041, amend the grants budget for FY 2015 appropriate federal funds of $789,739 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, estimated program income of $100,000 to Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, as follows. Appropriate $48,560 to Home Administration FY 2015, $661,179 to Home Investment Partnership and Program Home Rehabilitation FY 2015, and $180,000 to Home Investment Partnership Community Housing Development Organization CHDO FY 2015, which grants and program income are administered by the Department of Community Services.
Council, any comments or questions? I'd like to add as a co-sponsor on this piece as well.
Certainly.
Thank you. Public comment.
Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-041 is approved. Ordinance 14-042, Ms. Diller.
Ending the community services sweep tonight, I ask that Ordinance 14-042 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-042, amend the grants budget for FY 2015, appropriate federal funds of $179,469 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, to the HUD Emergency Solutions Grant, ESG, FY 2015, to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller.
Yes, this grant, the Emergency Solutions Grant, provides funding for rapid rehousing for people who are homeless. We have a list of agencies that will be receiving the money, including the YWCA, the Salvation Army, Ministry of Caring, the Homeless Planning Council, Homeward Bound, Connections, and the Harriet Tubman Program.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-042 is approved. Ordinance 14-044, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, would you please read Ordinance 14-044 and present to Council for consideration and adoption, and at one time I will be adding a floor amendment.
Second.
Ordinance 14-044 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, Exemption from Real Property Taxation. Section 1103, filing frequency regarding filing deadline for the 65 or older and disability real property tax exemptions.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I make a motion that I add floor amendment number one, where we will substitute on the second page under the underlined verbiage. Upon the workshop discussion upstairs, it was recommended that we add verbiage into this section that would make it mandatory for finance to add into the notices that they will be mailing out the fact that the new owner only had 30 days. So what we've done here is, I'll read the whole paragraph just so we have it in unity, but we'll strike out what we have in the original ordinance, and I will add the floor amendment substitute. If an owner acquires property after June 1st, the owner shall apply for the exemption within 30 days from the issuance of the assessment change notice. The assessment change notice shall state that the owner has 30 days within which to apply for the exemption. If the exemption eligibility criteria are met, the exemption shall be granted as of the effective date of the assessment change notice. Once an exemption for a partial has been granted, no annual application for such partial need be filed.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. I need a second and a discussion on the amendment.
Second.
Any discussion on the amendment? Councilman Street.
I don't know which lawyer on which side crafted this, but it's well crafted. Meets the purpose that I thought needed to be met, so I think it's excellent.
Any other discussion? Any public discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-044.
No.
The amendment to the ordinance was passed. Mr. Tackett.
Right. Now, Madam Clerk, would you please read the ordinance and present to council as presented with the amendment?
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 14044 as amended by oral amendment number 1 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, Exemption from Real Property Taxation, Section 1103, Filing Frequency, regarding filing deadlines for the 65 or older and disability real property tax exemptions.
Comments or questions?
Mr. President?
Yes. Mr. Bell?
This being an excellent piece of legislation put forward by Councilman Tackett, I would like to ask consideration to be added as a co-sponsor.
Mr. Tackett?
Absolutely.
Any other comments, questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr.
Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-044 is approved. Excellent work, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Ordinance 13-047. Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that ordinance 13-047 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 13047, revised zoning map, Christiana 100, East Side Montchanan Road, South Side Buck Road, and opposite Montchan Drive. 12.01 acres from SE Suburban Estate to S Suburban.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to reserve my comments until I've had opportunity to hear from the public, both pro and con. At this time, I'd like to call upon the applicant's attorney to make a presentation.
Has there a comment, Councilmember Smiley?
Yes. Mr. President and Councilman Weiner, in looking through this legislation, I would like to offer a friendly floor amendment to correct a typo in the description, otherwise known as the parenthetical. The description lists as 52% for open space. However, in the exploratory plan that was filed and in the presentation to council, as well as in the book that was provided to council, which is where I found it in to begin with, it lists the open space as 5%, which equals 50.94%. And I've checked with Ms. Stable and them, and 50.94%. is the appropriate amount as was listed in those other documents. So just a typo, I would move that we correct that.
Mr. President?
Yes.
May I second on
that? Second on that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Mr. Weiner.
Mr. President, may I direct a question to counsel concerning the counsel for the applicant concerning that for the record?
Yes, you may.
Mr. President,
yes.
Point of order. On the motion for the amendment.
Already passed.
Okay, but you passed it, and I want to be recognized as not voting.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And since I have the floor, I have an internal conflict with this, so I will not be participating in the discussion, nor will I be voting on it.
Okay. Thank you. When we vote, there will be a poll vote, so just wanted to make the council aware of that. Now, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, and thank you for allowing me to address a question to the applicant's attorney, Wendy Stabler. Ms. Stabler, just for the record, would you confirm, in fact, that the friendly amendment is in fact correct, that the 52% open space should read 50.94% in the parentheses first paragraph of the body?
That is correct.
Thank you, Mr. President. Then I accept that as a typographical error, which doesn't really need to be accepted as a floor amendment. It's simply a typographical error that even the clerk or our staff can correct.
Duly noted. Thank you.
And I want to thank my fellow councilmen for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley and Mr. Weiner.
Thank you.
Please state your name for the record.
Yes. Good evening, members of council. My name is Wendy Stabler. I'm here for the applicant, the Mary Coy Carpenter Trust. We're here this evening on the Wagoners Row rezoning application, which is set forth above. First, like to make an introduction of those on the project team that have been working for about a year on this project. We've been through multiple hearings, multiple meetings with both our neighbors and stakeholders I'm here with Rulli Carpenter. I'm very proud to call him my client. I'm here also with Andy Lubin, who's been a project consultant on the project. Ted Williams, who is our project engineer. This depicts the project, generally speaking. It's located on Route 100 and Buck Road. It is in the heart of Greenville. It is on the Brandywine Valley National Scenic Byway. It is a property that has been in Rulli Carpenter's family since the turn of the century, and it was where he grew up. So when his mother passed away a few years ago, the question became what to do with the property. Because of its location on the scenic byway, there was a lot of sensitivity to preservation of the legacy structures, sensitivity to its role and its place on the scenic byway, the need to establish a transition zone between smaller lot subdivisions and cluster housing in the locale of this, and then the larger lot subdivisions to the north on Route 100. The trust also wanted to be responsive to the market demand, which was for smaller cottage-style dwelling units, one floor more geared toward 55 and older housing, clustered smaller lots, smaller homes. This property was ideally suited for cluster development because it is already served by public water and sewer and has been since before the adoption of the Unified Development Code. This is another location and zoning map for the property. You can see it's labeled Wagoner's Row here. This is Route 141, Route 100, Buck Road. The property is bordered by the development of Centennial, the development of Monchan across the road on Route 100, also the ponds located right here at the intersection of Route 141 and Route 100, as well as Greenville Manor here. And, of course, here you see the center of Greenville. So this depicts the project plan on top of a Google map to give you some idea of how the developer and how the trust has taken advantage of the natural property and the boundaries that are already in existence. You can see along the Route 100 Scenic Byway, the Brandywine Valley Scenic Byway, there's already a mature stand of pine trees. That pine tree stand also continues to the intersection of Buck Road. There's a creek that runs along the back of the property, again, completely bordered by mature trees all along the back. There's an existing pond on the property, as well as a stand of trees that runs along the southern property line to its intersection with Route 100. So the project was aligned in order to create the safest point of ingress and egress, which is directly across the development of Monchan on Route 100. This is the point where DelDOT indicated was the safest point at the apex of the hill on Route 100 to create the greatest visibility and the distance to the intersection, the lighted intersection at Buck Road. The idea was to have one point of ingress and egress for the entirety of the 12 lot subdivision to preserve the main house and the tenant house on two large lots as a transition zone in the SE zoning district, and to then create a 12 lot clustered subdivision on what will be, if you all approve this evening, an S zoned property with essentially third to quarter acre lots, upon which would be situated a house of approximately 3,000 square feet apiece. So the fundamentals of the project are it would be limited to 55 and older, 12 lots of 14,000 to 20,000 square feet, a quarter to a third acre, cottage-style homes serviced by existing public water and sewer, the access via the drive directly across from Monchan, two two large lots to remain in the SE zoning district, one being a little over six acres, the other one being a little over 2 acres, and the preservation of massive buffering along Route 100 and the scenic byway and the southern property line. So not only the maintenance of the existing tree line, but the addition of fencing, additional deciduous trees all along the Route 100 scenic byway, as well as the southern property line. This gives you some sense, and this is just concept renderings of the likely look of the cottages. The idea is to really give folks an opportunity to live in a beautiful place in a beautiful part of the county, but to do it on a downsized basis and not to have some of the larger, more massive structures that have sprung up along the view shed. As you all are well aware, we need to demonstrate that we have met the standards for the grant of a rezoning, and those are set out in the code. They include primarily consistency with a comprehensive plan and the purposes of the Unified Development Code. And in this case, of course, we do need a modification of the comprehensive plan in order to accommodate this. Interestingly, this property has been identified as a growth zone in the state plan, but was identified as low density in the county's comprehensive plan, so that would need to be changed. Some of the major aspects of the Unified Development Code, which we believe are advanced by this plan, is the fact that it is, in fact, on a property already serviced by public water and sewer. And as a consequence, the SE zoning classification is really not appropriate because that is reserved for zoning classifications for properties that are not serviced by public water and sewer. Also, it establishes a rational land use growth pattern, establishes a transition zone, facilitates the creation of a convenient, attractive, and harmonious community, encourages a high-quality, attractive, and marketable development for present and future populations, reduces the danger of congestion and traffic on the roads by limiting the number of access points, and protects and enhances the value of the land and the buildings for landowners and for to increase the county's tax base. Also, entirely consistent with zoning in the area. There is a mix of large lot subdivisions as well as smaller lot subdivisions. Most of these were built back 20, 30, 40 years ago, so this would be one of the a newer product available. But if you can see here, we've got the Ponds of Greenville, Monchan, this area here, the Briars, all of which, at Greenville Manor, all of which have densities that are consistent with the one proposed. We believe that there is entirely suitable for the uses for which it has been proposed, which is single-family, high-end residential on small lots, that the effect on nearby properties is minimal. And in a second, I'm going to show you a slide that I think tells that whole story. Most importantly, perhaps, the project has been endorsed by the professional planners that have had an opportunity to look at this, not at one public hearing before the planning board, but at two public hearings before the planning board. We were able to address a number of the concerns and include enhancements that I believe make this entirely consistent and, in fact, a major positive contributing factor. In terms of consistency with the area, this chart tells an excellent story. It gives you a sense of how we are right smack in the middle of other densities that are in that direct area in those areas that I showed you. In particular, we are more dense than Centennial, but less dense than Greenville Manor when based upon the 14-lot subdivision. Also, less dense than Monchan, the Ponds of Greenville, the Briars, Carpenter's Row up the road, and Stone Gates. And considerably more open space provided in this than in those. This again is simply an depicts the map on top of the Google map and shows where these identified areas are located, which is in direct proximity to the project. Not only were we able to secure the endorsement of the professional planners, we were able to secure the endorsement of the planning board, the Citizens Planning Board, as well as the support of our directly adjacent neighbors in Centennial. We agreed in exchange for their support to a series of private deed restrictions, which further substantially reduce the impact on our neighbors. They include height restrictions, preservation of the mature tree lines, restrictions on density, and restrictions to 55 and older. It's also to be enforced by the Kennepike Association. This is one more chart which we think, again, summarizes why this project should be approved and why less density is not always better. We've put there on the left the allowable items under the SE zoning district, and then under the S zoning district as proposed for the Wagner's Row restrictions. We believe this slide is the reason that we are not entitled to a rezoning, but why we have earned the rezoning, as we mentioned to you at the council hearing the other day, and why it really is better overall. So that just shows you the traffic is less in the 55 and older restricted community. The open space is 50.94% versus 5%, which would be required under the SE zoning. The height, we limited to 35 feet under the restrictions I mentioned. The structural setback from the scenic byway, and this was critical to receiving the endorsement of the Department of Land Use. We have created massive buffering between the proposed new structures and the scenic byway. As you can see under the existing zoning, even assuming the county were able to declare that a scenic buffer area, at most, you would get a 100-foot setback. Under our plan, we've got 150 feet from the existing right-of-way, which is 125 feet plus a 25-foot rear yard, in addition to all of the buffering, the screening, the added fencing, and the landscaping that we have proposed and made a condition of the grant of the variances. Finally, the mature forest preservation under the SE zoning district is 70%. We have agreed both in restrictions with the KPA as well as with the Board of Adjustment on the record that we will preserve 100% of that mature forest. And in fact, this proposed subdivision has zero impact on protected resources. So in conclusion, we ask for your support of the project. It preserves legacy structures on large lots. It protects the byway and the viewshed and creates massive buffers to protect the traveling public. It represents a responsible cluster development on a highly desirable property which is already served by public water and sewer and therefore meets a demand. It also provides a transition zone, is consistent with the community character, takes advantage of existing infrastructure, will increase the tax base, and will have minimal impact on our neighbors. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from council? Councilman Cartier.
Yes. Obviously, the public sewer we know is, you know, Newcastle County, I assume.
Yes.
And the water supply for the area, is that City of Wilmington?
It is City of Wilmington.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Council or comments? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I would just like to make a comment that when this project was first became publicly known, that I got several emails and or phone calls from people that lived within that area, former state senator, a variety of people, telling me that their main concern was the byway, the viewshed within the byway. And I have to say that I believe that Eileen Fogarty, Wendy Stabler, the applicant, have done a wonderful job of protecting that byway, understanding that when we have an overlay, it serves a purpose. And the purpose of the byway basically is the viewshed, that you don't want single-family homes with, you know, driveways every 100, 200 feet where the home is visible. So I believe that the plan they came up with shows good public policy here. It follows what we've talked about in this council for a long, long time, that within each district however those districts are eventually divided, that we need to see that people that live within areas for a long time have the ability to begin to live there in the beginning of their careers as a single person, when they get out of college, just getting a job, you know, grow within that area to whatever their socioeconomic level is, and then retire within that area, within an area where they're comfortable. And I think that this plan gives this to the Greenville-Centerville area. Something, you know, they have apartment complexes. They have areas in which to grow. And I think with an aging population that we're going to see more and more, the downsizing of families. And since the original phone calls that I received, I have to say that once this plan was solidified and the public saw it, that I have received only two emails, and those emails both were in support of this project, and they were both from people within the neighboring communities. So I am going to support this project tonight.
Thank you, Council Member. Any other comments or questions from Council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk. Any public comment? Public comment? Please come forth. Ma'am? Over here. Please register your name.
Over here. I need you to sign in, please. Thank you. Yeah, that's enough. Thank you very much. Just go up to the podium.
She's 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record, ma'am.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Cecilia Roberg, and I live at 202 Buck Road, adjacent to the Wagoners Road property. And I'm here tonight. I know all the people who have opposed have been here, and they're not coming anymore because they know you're tired of hearing it. And I just have a few comments that I would like to make. I understand that Willie Carpenter and all the Carpenters have lived there all their life, and I'm sure they've roamed every inch of the property, and they probably love every inch of the property. And as far as I'm concerned, they're not Johnny Come Latelys that bought this place to flip it. I think they should be able to do anything at all they want to do on their property, as long as it does not include rezoning. Their ancestors, I can be sure, zoned it for that purpose, to have a beautiful, large places, so, you know, really would have a place like that to grow up on. And this is definitely going to, if they change the zoning, I don't understand why they would change the zoning, because they enjoyed it, and I think their descendants would probably like to enjoy it, and they're going to take it away from them. And also, the DuPont Company left that as a legacy to the states of Delaware and Pennsylvania. And a lot of people have, as Mrs. Staber said, we have a lot of the ponds and Munchan and the other places she mentioned. And that's too bad. But this particular property has that lovely, beautiful open field that as you enter the Brandywine Valley, it's just beautiful. I understand they have they have these lovely pine trees to buffer it. However, they said they did a survey on the roads and it's not going to have an impact on Route 100. I disagree. I live there, and several times a week there's always debris where people have rear-enders and, you know, they always have an accident.
40 seconds, ma'am. 40 seconds. You have 40 seconds remaining.
Oh, that's all?
You only have 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I had a lot more to say. Anyway, I think, you know, it's going to have to be widened, and there is a 30-foot right-of-way there that it will be widened, and that'll get rid of those pine trees. And, okay, let me see. I had a lot to say. I'm so sorry. Route 100 saturated, and as far as the water and sewer, it is there, but they didn't put the water and sewer in until they applied for this. And as far as the Centennial people agreeing to it, They said they did, but I know of four and I think five people who are opposed to it, and that's a quarter centennial. So that's, you know, that takes that away. Let's see, I'm so sorry. Anyway, that's basically all I have to say. And they, oh, I know what I really want to say. There's a definite lawsuit that you people know about, and it's going to go on for a long time, because to whoever, Mrs. Snyder and Wagoner's Row, whoever
Thank
wins,
you,
it's definitely going to be contested.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I think it's premature to vote on it tonight.
Thank you, ma'am, for your comments. Appreciate you coming.
Sorry. No,
thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Any other public comment? Seeing none, as a reminder, this will be a poll vote. For the record, Madam Clerk. I'm sorry, Penn.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Councilman Hollis, I see your hand.
I think it may be important to reveal to the public that I recently discovered that the engineer in this project also is the engineer for a project at our church. However, this does not affect my view of the rezoning criteria we are required to consider. However, in excess of caution, I also wanted to reveal this connection. I will vote on this application tonight, but I have also requested an advisory opinion from the Ethics Commission. I just wanted to make that a part of the public record as a cautionary.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Any other public comment or counsel? Seeing none, I also have a statement I wish to reveal to the public that I recently discovered that the engineer in this project also is an engineer for the project of the church to which I am the pastor. This does not affect my view of the rezoning criteria we are required to consider, and I do not consider the rezoning to inure or to detract from my work with the engineer on our church project. I have an excess of caution in the opinion of the Ethics Commission. I'm revealing this connection, and I will be voting to abstain tonight from this particular project. Any other comment? Public comment? Comments from council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes, based upon the positive recommendations of our land use department and our planning board, and I believe the plan is consistent with the character of the neighboring properties.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bullock?
I've stated my position based on... I recuse myself. I'll just put it that way. Thank you.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I'm voting yes, based on the positive recommendation of our land use planning professionals. I also have been impressed by the fact this project is proposed on land that already has public sewer and water available to it, which is a necessity for the zoning required. Also, the clustering of the development, also the positive features of extensive buffering offered on the scenic byway on Route 100. So I am voting yes on this rezoning.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendations of our Department of Land Use and the character of the surrounding community.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm supporting the conditional recommendations of approval from the Land Use Department as well as the Planning Board, and personally I appreciate the fact that this particular plan offers cluster development, which brings some diversity to the area.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and Planning Board. I believe that this is consistent with the density and zoning in the surrounding area and that this plan was based on good public policy.
Mr. Powers?
I am voting yes for the consistency of the comprehensive plan on infill, consistency of the character of the neighborhood.
Mr. Retta?
Yes, with the consistency of the neighborhood and Planning Board and Land Use Recommendation.
Mr. Sheldon?
I am also voting yes because of the consistency of the comprehensive development plan and also because of the positive recommendation of land use.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, after considering the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department, I am voting yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Attackett?
I will be joining the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board, and I will be voting yes.
Mr. Weiner.
I've had a chance to listen to both points of view from my constituents, both for and against, and also to carefully consider all the documents which have been submitted, including listening to the testimony at the Board of Adjustment and reviewing the record. In sum, I believe that Wagoner's Row is a type of high-quality, thoughtful design that the UDC and Scenic Byway Corridor Management Plan promotes. It's relatively low density, will have minimal impact on surrounding communities. It respects community character. It's sensitive to the position as a gateway property along the byway and will largely be invisible to the traveling public given its massive screening of buffers. For the reasons elaborating on all of that in the Planning Board and Land Use Department's rationale, as well as the excellent negotiations and work that our Land Use Department had to refine the buffer, I am voting in the affirmative.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 recusing, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-047 is approved. Thank you. Ordinance 13-097, Mr. Shelton.
Pass this to Mr. Powers.
Powers.
Very, very hard on this.
For quite a while. I move that ordinance 13-097 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13-097 divides Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development Code, UDC Article 22, Drainage Utilities, Septic Systems, Parking, Loading, and Lighting, regarding on-site wastewater treatment septic systems.
Powers?
Yes. This would put it all to DENREC on septic fields. Right now we're requiring 2 septic fields. It'll be up to DENREC. They're the ones that inspect them, and they're the ones that have to have the final improvement approved. And prove it. So hope I can get some support on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 13-097 is approved. Ordinance 14-003, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. 14-003 will continue to be tabled pending conversation with the executive branch of government.
14-003 remains on the table. 14-020, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, pending conversation with the executive branch of government, 14-020 remains tabled.
So be it, 14-020 remains tabled. Item J, any honorary resolutions? I believe Mr. Street has one, or congratulatory presentations.
Yes, Mr. President, I move the resolution number 14-126 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14-126, honoring the life and legacy of Mr. Robert L. Jones, Sr.
For title, Mr. President.
Council, have any comments or questions? Public comments, seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
14-126 is approved. Anything under item K? Although I do have something under other. Mr. Street, I yield to you first.
Go right ahead, Mr. President. Who wants to be in front of the President?
Just an announcement from the
175th anniversary of Antonio Swart's arrival, or Black Anthony, to the New Sweden Colony will be this Saturday, May 17th at 1:30 at the Step School on Pine Street in Wilmington. There will be a reception for ambassadors from Angola, St. Kitts, and representatives from Sweden and government officials. That's this Saturday at 1:30. Also next Thursday at 7 o'clock, our own Councilman Hollins will be honored by the Wilmington Urban League for his leadership and contributions as a legend and lion in this area. So let's put our hands together to congratulate Councilman Hollins. And I will be there to do the invocation, and I did a commercial for him, and we congratulate you. Long overdue. Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President. I express in the Finance Committee meeting my gratitude and appreciation to this council, to the mayor, to the city of Wilmington for cleaning the statue of Mr. Redden. And as I indicated in previous conversations, it's very important to me because of the fact that May 17th, this Saturday, marks the 60th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education decision. However, Mr. President, I also serve as chair of the Delaware State Conference of Branches, State NAACP, and it was my recommendation that we not have a celebration. And my recommendation may not be the final recommendation, but the reason for that is as much progress is made in that decision, I'm disappointed at the reversal that have been made and the progress that has not been made. As we speak, test scores for Wilmington children at an all-time low. Discipline rates have never gone back since the January 9, 1978 major order, which was the Brown decision, was a prerequisite to the Buchanan decision. So it marks progress on one hand, but I'm saddened by the progress that has not been made. Mr. Redden was a giant in the civil rights arena, and he also was responsible for integrating the University of Delaware, and had he not done that, I would not have ever attended. I probably wouldn't be sitting here in this capacity. On the one hand, you never forget from whence you come, but on the other hand, I remain saddened by the fact that 50 years after the court had to order the University of Delaware to desegregate, it took more than 50 years for the University of Delaware to play Delaware State in football. That's indicative of the progress that wasn't made. And as we speak, if you look at the enrollment now, the University of Delaware, the African American enrollment, it's nowhere near where it should be. And we have basically, as a state, priced low-income, disenfranchised children, even those who do exceedingly well academically. We priced them out of a college education due to cost. So while there's a need to recognize, celebrate the victory, there's also a need to recognize the regression that's been made, and also put emphasis on the progress that has yet, that we need to make going forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. And before Mr. Smiley calls for adjournment, I do have one other thing. I've noticed the last two, maybe three meetings, this is to the administration and to our FOP president, we have not had an officer in the chambers. And this is the second or third time since my presidency that we've had to address this. Security is important. The council members are important. The public's important. And again, if someone from administration, I see the press person is here, the community service people are here, and FOP president, if you could address that for us, please, we'd really appreciate it.
I will do my best
to, public safety.
To
to alienate someone this week, so we will have an officer back. I've been good last couple of months. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much.